This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, this is Front Row on The Bigger Picture. I'm Lee Chui Lin. Nonsense, a musical, is being restaged. It first appeared on our Malaysian stage in 2001 in Actors Studio. Singing Nuns in 2001 allowed for lots of laughter. Singing Nuns today, we'll see. Early in the month, when the production wanted to market the show on digital signage boards, it engendered laughter. A local municipal authority up north told the New Straits Times that it had deemed the image presented for marketing on these electronic boards improper. The reason given, our view is that the ballet dancer should not appear in an awkward position, being lifted by four men dressed up as nuns. joining me today to talk about this production and whether or not that's improper are its director, Richard Gardner, as well as Junji Delfino and Elvira Arul, its performers. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having us.
Richard, let's start with, why did you use four men dressed up as nuns?
Actually, I thought the four of them would be more offended, but they just took it in their stride. It isn't four men. It's two of them here, plus a young, very pretty young girl called Teresa Goh and Shantini Venikopal. So between them, they have six children, I think, right? Between the four women?
Six
children.
Right, I have five.
Yeah.
I forgot.
I knew you
on radio.
So we didn't use four men. There are four women plus a ballerina, five women altogether. So, we're a little bit like, okay. And we just moved on.
Yes, we just took it in stride. I think it really helped with the marketing because a lot of people were going like, oh, four men, we should go and watch them.
Then it would have been renamed Manson.
Yes, Manson.
Yes.
Indian Allen did a show called Menopause.
Punny titles are a theme, yeah. So for people unfamiliar with Nonsense, it was, I think, 15 years ago now. What is its contents? You know, what is it about?
Good question, because when they persist, and this one has persisted for about 36 years now, or Shakespeare for 400 years, whatever, there's a reason why they persist. They've got some kind of, we want to be pretentious, they've got some kind of meta-text. Because they weren't last. People, things don't last because people says, oh, that one should last. It lasts because people,
identify it,
love it, whatever. And I think probably what it's about is love. Mm. Pure and simple, just love.
Yeah. And it's got a life of its own.
Mm. Oh, my God, yes. Mm. When people ask me what Nonsense is about, I tell them this. It's five nuns doing nonsense. Nonsense! Ta-da! So it really is, because from start to finish, you've got all genres of music, all genres of dance, all genres of comedy, if you will. Mm-hmm. You cross a lot of borders with this particular show, and it ends up not really being a show, but life imitating art, or art imitating life, whichever way you want to take it.
When they first put it on in 1985, it won Best Off-Broadway Musical, Best Off-Broadway something else, music, was it? Been about three Best Off-Broadways in 1985. And then it was videoed or whatever, televised in 1990 with Rue McClanahan, a very, very good cast.
Crazy.
And it's done thousands and thousands of productions since then and raised millions of dollars for various Christian charities.
True. And I was just going through Instagram this morning while I was trying to sleep, and I noticed that checked out the hashtag Nonsense, and there are simultaneously five other productions around the world.
Yep.
So I happily said hello to a few of them. Hi.
Just touching base.
Yeah.
Have we become more sensitive today? I mean, in the time that this has been running, has there been an increase, I guess, in us finding things more sensitive and less funny?
I'm going to let the Malaysians answer that question.
Yeah. What did you say, Mom?
You just have to read the newspapers daily and you'll get your answer, really.
It's true. I don't think the people are more sensitive, because the people have been, in a lot of ways, desensitized, or they have grown or things like that. But powers that be have decided to nitpick a bit more while they distract us away from the more pressing issues of life and funds missing and etc. etc. Hi. Oh yes. Yeah, so these kind of things.
And as performers, when you walk on stage, is that something that you think about? You know, do you worry about giving offense? Do you worry that there's going to be somebody who's going to say, oh, I didn't like the way she said that, or I didn't like the way that was presented?
No, not really, because there's really nothing offensive at all about the show. It's very light. Mm. It's just fun from start to end. Yeah. And you leave, We hope that the audience leaves with this feel-good sense about them, because that's really what the show is.
Yeah, there's nothing heavy about it.
Many years ago, there was a director general of the BBC. I think it was Hugh Green, I think it was. And obviously the BBC is publicly funded, and so if there's something on which offends people, they get these letters from, you know, offended in Scunthorpe and upset in, you know, Cheltenham. And he put on, something was on the BBC, and he got a few letters of complaint. And when they asked him what he thought, he said, there are some people whom one would wish to offend. I thought that was a great answer.
Yeah.
Tis true.
Why Balakong?
You have to ask my wife. Last time it was Kampong Pandan, right? Kampong Pandan. Yeah. And then Chase said, no, that's gone up market now. It has to be somewhere else. So she said, Balakong. So I said, well, I know I've been to Balakong. I have nothing against Balakong, but okay, Balakong.
Okay, because so, for reference, the nuns, am I getting this right, are from the order of the Little Sisters of Balakong.
Correct.
Yeah. Okay, all right. So Balakong, welcome to the stage. How is this year's production different from 2001?
It's hard for me to tell because I can't remember that far back. I mean, even though I got a video, I think that we have a more professional cast. We have in 16 years or 15 years, the Malaysian theatre scene has definitely changed and grown and matured, and I think we now have people available to us that were not available 15 years ago.
Like me.
Yeah.
And me.
Yeah.
Oh, well, just you.
Yeah.
Frankly.
Yeah.
I mean, Shantini is reprising her role, as you know. Mm-hmm. But the rest are all, and you know, Teresa is quite young. She's pretty new on the scene. And as said, Junji, you know. Yeah, so I think it's because we now have a much bigger pool now to draw from. Yeah. And therefore better.
Actually, I've never asked you this, but when you rang me, in 2001, was it? When did you stage it the first time? The first
2001.
2001. Mm. He rang me and asked me if I would be in Nonsense. Who did you have in mind for me to play? I never asked you that.
I think it might have been Mother Superior, because I know Chaelian always thought that you would also be Mother Superior.
But you already had Shantini.
Not necessarily.
Casted.
If we're at that point, we may not have cast anybody. If Che was calling around,
okay,
we may not have cast anybody.
Mm,
at that time, concretely. You know.
And so right now then, in this current configuration, who plays who? Who are the characters?
I play Sister Mary Amnesia. The crucifix fell on my head and I lost my memory.
I play Sister Mary Hubert, Mistress of Novices, who is second in command to Mother Superior. And then Shantini Venugopal plays Mother Superior. And then Robert Ann rounds up the Mary trio that started off in the nursing order way, way back. And that's played by Nicole Ann Thomas, another theatre vet. And then you have this very young, sweet little thing called Teresa Goh, who plays the youngest.
The novice.
Mm. Mary Leo, yes.
They're all very different. I mean, Robert Ann's character, played by Nicole Ann, she's meant to have grown up rough. In the original, she grew up rough in Brooklyn or somewhere, but now it's Central. And, you know, she says, not only do I drive the convent car, but I can strip it faster than any man in the city. You know,
mechanic.
Any mechanic in the. So she's rough and tough and very practical. So that's sort of one character.
Streetwise.
How clearly is the musical set in Malaysia beyond the Balakong reference? So there's Balakong, there's Sentul.
I'd like to think that if a total novice came to see it, they go, oh, it's a Malaysian musical. I'd like to think that.
Yeah, I think there is nothing that sets the play in any specific place. Like, you know, you can go in and listen to the lyrics, which except for maybe one song or two songs, we have had to make slight adjustments. Everything else is as per the original.
Mm.
And it lends itself well to the KL scene.
One of the interesting things is that I always thought that because it's such a lightweight piece of fun, I always assumed the music was quite lightweight and fun. And actually, all the musicians say, actually, you know, the music is really rather good. It's all different styles, and each style is rather well done. And, you know, they're really quite into the music, right?
Mm, yeah. They hit the mark in terms of the musicality of it all. Mm.
The writer, Dan Goggin, really did a wonderful job. And that's, I suppose that's why he won. That's why the musical won.
Best New Musical.
Musically, it is very, very witty in the way it was written. And then it's complimenting, very cleverly done in how it was written and thought of and conceptualized as well.
Mm. So there's lots to enjoy musically, but it's also just kind of light and frothy and happy.
Very light, very frothy, very happy.
It's a lot of people. In the last two nights, they just say, "Oh my God, my sides are hurting. I'm laughing from start to end." And
who are the people who laugh the most?
Last night?
The nuns.
Real nuns. Yeah,
there were nuns.
First night we had three or four, and every night we always have some real nuns. Mm. And they're always the ones that go up to Shantini after and say, "Oh, we'd like you to be our Mother Superior." She says, "Well, I'm a Hindu, but apart from that, okay."
It pleases me so greatly to know that there are real nuns going to watch Nansen.
They love it. They have such a blast. One of the older sisters I think we have in Malaysia, Sister Enda, she came by on the first night, and she was laughing. She was laughing and laughing and laughing. You could really hear her genuine laughter from behind. And when she finished the show, she was like, "Sing this verse for me, sing this verse for me." And we broke out
with her walking stick.
And she's 90, 90,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
88, I think.
Oh, my. Well,
now Datin Paduka.
Datin Paduka, there we go.
Datin Paduka, yeah.
Amazing.
Then we
had
Sister
Sister
Enid.
Enid.
It's and then who? Another sister last night. Sister, I didn't catch her name, but anyhow, yeah.
So, was she in plain clothes?
Incognito, that one.
What might be the best selling point of this incarnation, which wasn't the selling point of the show in 2001?
I think it's probably sung better now, I would think. I think it's sung better. I think it's funnier. I think that's it, yeah. Sung better and funnier.
Well,
and they have an additional character.
We don't spoil that, but
He's an additional character, but yeah.
Well, actually, the first time we did it, there were a couple of scenes which I thought, maybe we shouldn't, because I don't think the actress can probably handle it. So we cut, rightly or wrongly, I cut them out. And then when we got this cast, I thought, yeah, they can handle it. So we put it back in again. So actually, it's slightly longer than last time.
In all fairness, for a musical comedy, I suppose, being sung better and being funnier are sort of the two prerequisites you would want. Okay, to close off, and feel free to say no, but can I put you both on the spot to give us a little sample of what we might hear if we went to the show?
Well, they haven't warmed up, so they might sound like men.
More than men.
This my morning voice.
You don't have a song together, do you?
No,
we don't.
No, you don't. No, no, we should have chosen two song together.
What shall we do?
Don't know.
Nonsense is Habit for Me?
The reason why the show happens is because of some dead nuns that need to be buried. You see, the story is such that there were 52 nuns in the convent. Their cook, Sister Julia, made a pot of tom yum soup, which was tainted.
Yes.
And 48 of the 52 died. And they buried... No, 52 died.
52 of the 71 died.
And 48...
Got buried. 48 got had enough money for the 48.
And they ran out of money.
Ran out of funds...
To bury the last four.
For some reason. To bury the last four.
Yeah.
So
the fundraiser is to raise enough money to bury the last four dead nuns. Yeah. So we have a song about that. We've got to clean out the freezer by tomorrow morning. Jabatan Kesehatan has sent the final warning. They're not buying our lines of dead nuns. Rise and shine, we must comply or face a fine.
There we go.
I'm working out the harmonies on the fly.
Yeah, he just said this cast has the...
Yes.
Better singers. I don't think it sounded like that.
No, not at all. But forgive us, because we were actually singing other people's parts.
fairness, I put you on the spot. I'm sorry. Nonsense, which stars besides the two here, Shantini Venugopal, Nicole Ann Thomas, and Teresa Goh. Performances will be happening at PJ Live at Jaya One. The run will continue through to August 7. But between now and August 7th, the Convent of Nuns will rush up to Penang and perform at the Penang Performing Arts Centre from July 27th to 31st. Tickets are from 88 to 128 ringgit for VIP seats plus GST, but there are group discounts, so you can check that out at Garden & Wife. Thank you very much for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks.
This is Front Row on The Bigger Picture, and I'm Lee Tree Lin, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.